Thank you, Robin. That is Press Yes with Heaven on Earth, bringing the time on this Friday to exactly 6 o'clock.
FM4.
In the headlines this morning, Trump and Musk enter a bitter feud. And Netanyahu confirms Israel is arming clans opposed to Hamas in Gaza. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 News. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Stuart. Russia mounted an intense and sustained attack on the Ukrainian capital overnight. Several large explosions were heard across the city. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, has said 4 people were killed and several others injured during the attack, which triggered fires in residential buildings in different parts of the city. The city's metro transport system was also disrupted when a Russian strike hit and damaged a train between stations. The US President Donald Trump and Elon Musk have engaged in a very public feud just days after Musk left his job as the president's advisor. The row started when Musk criticized Trump's tax and spending bill, which is making its way through Congress. The BBC's Jay Kwan has more from Washington.
President Trump said Mr. Musk was simply upset because the bill had cut funding that benefited his electric vehicle company, Tesla. Elon Musk shot back on his social media platform X and said that if it weren't for him, Mr. Trump wouldn't be in the White House. He also suggested without evidence that Mr. Trump appears in unreleased files held by the government relating to the late billionaire sex offender, Jeffrey Epstein. He added Mr. Trump should be impeached and replaced by his vice president, J.D. Vance. In response, Mr. Trump threatened to revoke federal contracts with his companies.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that Israel is arming clans in Gaza that he says are opposed to Hamas. His comments came after Israeli media reports quoted defense sources as saying Netanyahu had authorized giving weapons to one particular group in the south of Gaza. Several Israeli politicians have accused Netanyahu of endangering Israeli security. A U.S. judge has issued a temporary restraining order blocking the Trump administration from enforcing a ban the president ordered, barring the entry of foreign nationals seeking to study or participate in exchange programs at Harvard University. Trump has argued that the ban is necessary on national security grounds and has accused Harvard of not doing enough to stop anti-Semitism on campuses. On Thursday, Harvard filed a legal challenge over Trump's ban, saying the president had violated federal law by failing to back up his claims about national security and claiming the ban was a legal retaliation for Harvard's refusal to accede to demands to control the school's governance and curriculum. Now a look at the weather. Mostly sunny conditions across the country today with temperatures ranging from 23 to 31 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Liz. Oh, come on now. Open those little eyes.
Just blink. Let the light in.
Yeah.
Open them.
It's going to be a beautiful day. Don't miss it.
It's your morning show at Radio FM4.
With Stuart and Lena.
Just listen to it.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette. Shoes on my feet. Got to find a reason. Reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian. I could still get high. I can play the guitar like a motherfucking riot. Never had to battle with no bulletproof vest. Take a small example, take a little bit from me.
at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle and goes right to the rock. Fuck it and fight it, it's all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane.
Let the loving come back to me.
Mond song. Yeah, that's the moon song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the moon has gone, the sun has risen. And as they used to say when I was in kindergarten, if you remember, the sun has got his hat on, hip 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 hooray.
I'm afraid I'm not familiar with that specific tune.
No. I think in your kindergarten time, you were singing "What the Wheels on the Bus" or something like that. Were you?
Can't remember a single song.
No. Do you think you've blocked it out after all these years or not? Did you enjoy your time in kindergarten, in school?
School, not so much. Kindergarten, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, would you do? You play.
Yeah, that's right.
You hang. You run around.
Well,
what's not to love?
No, if you're getting ready or getting the kids ready for kindergarten today, or if you're getting ready for school, remember it is a Friday. Thank God it's Friday. It's going to be a beautiful day today, and that's why we have this one from the streets. It's called "Heaven for the Weather."
Cracks peel back and hell bends the room, and the devil gestures to you. You've never seen such a Beelzebub, and he's telling you to make up your bean on what's left of your evening about whether to flake out or feckin' stay out. What does you make of this doubt? The The devil wants to know if you're going down or up. Easy, I know what my speech should be. Paperwork, sign the line. Let's clash with madmen, crime is fine. It sounds all hectic, you're having cold feet. Things are out of hand, you make embarrassed retreat. Let's ride the Valkyrie, commit a bit of sin. Turn rock to rubble, punch it in the chin. I simply, Lucifer, refuse to wind up on fire with lowlife liars. Then you're destined for the world without chores and sweating. The eternal hell of boredom in heaven. You tell the devil no in certain terms. You'll never be evil, you'll never be turned. What is this evil and who decides this? When left to devices, some humans try shit. And this is the reason we should all be tied up. We're just normal people exploring our minds. We don't go round here putting poison in wine, but we enjoy what we like, which is not always right. People are intricate, people aren't swines. Let's screw the rules up and rely on our minds. Sign on the line, you sign on the line. He clutches the wine and tips in cyanide.
Morning show an.
Everything's all right.
Your morning, your music.
Be
That's FKA Twigs, Childlike Things. She comes from a very well-to-do family, by the way. She went to no less than Cheltenham Ladies College when she was growing up. Anyway, that's her. And it leads us very nicely into a talk about Britpop, because today we've got a big day for fans of Britpop. Sees the release. Today sees the release of the new album by Pulp.
Ja, 24 Jahre ist es ja, dass Pulp zuletzt gemeinsam was veröffentlicht haben. In den letzten Jahren haben sie ihren Bassisten Steve Mackey verloren. Und dieser Tod hat dem Pulp-Mastermind Jarvis Cocker gezeigt, dass er sein Leben und seine Kreativität nützen muss.
Yeah, and this realization led to Jarvis writing new Pulp songs. Are they as good as their old hits, such as Common People or Babies, you ask? Well, according to our FM Fear Music Redaction, they are. They say the new Pulp album, which is called More, is a return to form.
Ja, auf FM4ORF.at könnt ihr ausgiebig über das neue Werk von Pulp lesen. Wir haben den Release außerdem zum Anlass genommen und uns wieder durch die Bandgeschichte von Pulp gehört und stellen euch bei ein paar ihrer größten Hits noch einmal vor.
Quasi. Yeah, well, here's Katharina Seidler with some facts about Common People, their biggest hit from 1995.
Common People von Pulp ist nicht nur ein Britpop-Klassiker, sondern auch eine scharfe Abrechnung mit Klassentourismus. Jarvis Cocker erzählt in dem Song von einer reichen Kunststudentin, die einfach mal ausprobieren will, wie sich das Leben der einfachen Leute so anfühlt. Nur halt mit Rückfahrschein, weil wenn's ernst wird, ruft sie einfach ihren Vater an. Jarvis Cocker hat in einem Interview erzählt, dass er sich von einer realen Begegnung inspirieren ließ.
That bit's true. So I did meet this girl in a... She was at St. Martin's doing a different course. St. Martin's Art College, I should point out. And we were at a bar and she was going on about... She wanted to go and live in Hackney with the common people. And I thought, oh, that's a bit much, isn't it, that?
Die berühmte Textzeile zu Beginn von Common People hat zu einem herrlichen Gerücht geführt.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I...
Angeblich soll es sich bei dieser Griechin um Danae Stratou handeln, die heutige Ehefrau des griechischen Ex-Finanzministers Yannis Varoufakis. Sie war tatsächlich die einzige Griechin an der St. Martins Kunstuni zur selben Zeit wie Jarvis Cocker. Bestätigt wurde das Gerücht aber nie. Der Song bleibt aber mehr als nur Futter für Popgossip. Eine knallharte Kritik daran, wie sich Rebellion und Armut manchmal als stylische Pose verkaufen, solange man sich's eben leisten kann.
Thank you, Katharina, for that, Katty. Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. I'd like to believe that rumor, actually. I would like to believe that rumor that she was the wife of the Greek finance minister. I heard it many, many years ago.
So you were in on the gossip?
Yeah, we could only ask him if it's true next time we meet him. Brilliant song, of course, Common People. Shall we play it right now?
I think we have to.
Okay, here we go.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that the tap was loaded. I said my case on my room. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see whatever comes.
common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand.
And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flagship of the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some facts and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. And still you'll never get it right. It's when you're late in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it. Oh yeah.
Common People, of course, from Pulp, and to go along with that album release, they are going on tour from tomorrow, actually, all over the UK, parts of Europe and America too. But I've just seen there is a live stream tonight, a film about life, death and supermarkets. It's going to be a concert in your area, of course, for indie and alternative and rock music. This evening, it's 10 o'clock British time, so you'll have to check that one out. And if you're a big fan of Pulp, you can watch it too.
Was geht? Heute ist Samstag, sie sagt konkret. Frag, wohin willst du? Sie sagt zur Party. Ich bring das Cola, du den Bacardi. Snakeback Bun und mein eigener Merch. Lashes geklebt, das wird China gehört. Delfine und Bären sind auf unseren Shirts. In der Küche Martinis, im Bad wird getwerkt. FaceTime mit Lilly, wir tauschen den Japper. Du lapperst Müll, dann gibst Rapapapa. Köpfen und Seko, wenn Simon ist dein Macker. Handy ist muted, wollen heute kein Fucker. Geh heute raus in meinen Hotpants. Will Leute dumm gehen, ich call meine Top 10. Bluetooth connecten im Taxi mit unseren Facecards. Braucht man kein Money. Girlies mit Lipgloss und Tightress, passende Press-Ons, Outfit mit Fishnets. Sie ist besorgt, wenn ihr Boyfriend glotzt. Aber reale Schwestern, wir lügen nur Cops. Reale Schwestern, wir lügen nur Cops.
Wir lügen nur Cops. Wir lügen nur Cops.
Reale Brüder, wir lügen nur Cops, yeah.
Wir lügen nur Cops. Wir lügen nur Cops. Wir lügen nur Cops.
Und wenn du nicht real bist, bist du gedroppt. Bling auf dem Shirt, glitzernde Tooth Jams. Du willst wie wir sein? Ich geb dir Bootcamp. Regel Nummer 1 für ne Boss-Ass-Bitch. Kein Kopf für ihn, wenn er Kopfschmerz ist. Regel Nummer 2, die ist fundamental. Fans haben Prio, vor jedem Job. Regel Nummer 3, für alle nochmal. Hören statt Abuser, nur noch Donner. Geduld ist sehr lang, aber du hast verbaut. Für Dirty zum Team ist mit direkt geblockt. Jeden Shit zu verzeihen, ist nicht mein Job. Denn reale Fotzen, wir lügen nur Cops. Geh heute raus in meinen Hotpants. Will Leute dumm gehen, ich call meine Top 10. Bluetooth connecten im Taxi mit unseren Facecards. Braucht man kein Money. Girlies mit Lipgloss und Tightress, passende Press-Ons, Outfit mit Fishnets. Sie ist besorgt, wenn ihr Boyfriend glotzt. Aber reale Schwestern, wir lügen nur Cops. Reale Schwestern, wir lügen nur Cops.
Wir lügen nur Cops. Wir lügen nur Cops.
Reale Brüder, wir lügen nur Cops, yeah.
Wir lügen nur Cops. Wir lügen nur Cops. Wir lügen nur Cops.
Und wenn du nicht real bist, bist du getroffen.
drop.
Are you drunk enough now to judge what I'm doing? Are you high enough to excuse that I'm ruined? 'Cause I'm ruined. Is it late enough for you to come and stay over? 'Cause we're free to love, so tease me. Ooh. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You acting tonight.
Is it loud or no? 'Cause my body is calling for you, calling for you. I need someone to do the things that I do. I'm here now, energy's taking control. I'm speeding up, my heartbeat's dancing alone. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
I'll give you promises. Calvin Harris, Sam Smith together. Bit like me and Lena, right? We're
so,
together.
So right, many promises.
Right.
Some of them empty.
Until 10 o'clock this morning. Okay, we've got the news coming up next. That's in a couple of minutes from now.
Jede Woche richtig viel sparen bei Billa Plus. Mit minus 25% auf Mineralwasser mit und ohne Geschmack, auf Frischfleisch und Geflügel inklusive pflanzlicher Fleischvarianten sowie auf Stiegel und Egger, dem Jö-Rabattsammler und den Rabattpickeln. Nur diesen Freitag und Samstag. Details auf billa.at.
Noch nie war unternehmerischer Erfolg so im Trend. Trend, das Magazin für Business Leader. Mehr Infos auf trend.at.
Wow, der Walk perfekt, der Style, dieser Look, sehr nice. Den hätte ich auch gern.
I want one of those.
Nicht träumen, shoppen in der Fussel Modestraße findest du deinen Lieblingsstyle. Gönn dir was Schönes, Fussel.
Papa ist der Beste. Und weil er richtig gute Technik mag, die unkompliziert ist, kriegt er das brandneue Android 15 Smartphone. Emporia Smart 7 Lite mit intelligentem Infocenter, NFC und dem No-Panic-Button für mehr Sicherheit. Hartlauer. Einfach mehr.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
Gönn dir dein Shopping-Date und finde deinen persönlichen Lieblingsstyle in der Fussel-Modestraße. Gönn dir was Schönes. Fussel.
Surfen, Simsen, Sprechen, Sparen.
Nur bis 9. Juli. 70 GB 5G und 3000 Minuten oder SMS um nur 14,90 Euro. Alle 30 Tage im Tarif Superschnäppchen. S-Budget Mobile. Telefonieren und surfen zum S-Budget-Preis. Exklusiv bei Spar, Eurospar und Interspar. Preise und Details auf sbjmobile.at.
Let's go!
Erlebt, was geht. Seitenweise Hammerpreise im Mediamarkt Gutscheinheft. Zum Beispiel mit dem 85 Zoll Samsung Smart TV mit 4K Bildauflösung um nur 1449 Euro. Oder dem Philips Serie 2300 Kaffeevollautomat mit Keramikmalwerk und integriertem Milchbehälter um nur 349 Euro. Let's go, Mediamarkt.
Angeschlagen vorm Festival? Bei ersten Erkältungssymptomen Aspirin plus C. Und du bist live dabei. Über Wirkung und mögliche unerwünschte Wirkungen informieren Gebrauchsinformation Arzt oder Apotheker. Aspirin plus C. Lass dir deinen Sommer nicht verniesen.
Wir feiern Party hoch die Hände.
Ohne Ende.
Kellys ist die Chips-Legende.
Ohne Ende.
Wir knistern durch das Wochenende.
Ohne Ende.
70 Jahre Kellys. 70 Jahre Knistern ohne Ende. Das Original aus Österreich ist 70. Jetzt mitfeiern und 300 Mal SkyX Kombi für ein Jahr gewinnen. Mehr auf kellys.at.
Kellys ist die Chips-Legende.
Tiefer recherchiert, breiter gedacht, näher dran.
Ab sofort bietet der Kurier mehr. Einen Freizeitteil mit Stories rund um die schönen Dinge des Lebens, tiefgehende Einblicke in die aktuelle Wirtschaftslage und noch mehr lokale Nachrichten aus Wien, Niederösterreich und dem Burgenland und das jeden Tag. Jetzt testen um nur 4 Euro für 4 Wochen. Infos unter kurierabo.at.
FM4.
6:30 on this Friday morning. Here's Christina Kreuz with the FM4 News.
Guten Morgen. Deutschlands Kanzler Friedrich Merz hat seinen Besuch bei Donald Trump in Washington absolviert. Eklat gab es keinen. Strittige Themen wurden jedenfalls vor den Kameras ausgeklammert. Die Basis für eine künftig gute Zusammenarbeit scheint aber gelegt, wie aus Washington Barbara Wolczek berichtet.
Ein Geschenk, die Kopie der Geburtsurkunde des in Deutschland geborenen Großvaters von Donald Trump und jede Menge Freundlichkeiten. Schmeicheleien auch mit Taktik. Friedrich Merz nennt den US-Präsidenten eine Schlüsselfigur bei der Beendigung des Krieges in der Ukraine.
He is the key person in the world who can really do that now by putting pressure on Russia.
Und fordert mehr Druck auf Russland. Donald Trump will nichts ausschließen, vergleicht zugleich aber Russland und die Ukraine mit zwei streitenden Kindern, die man eine Weile kämpfen lassen müsse. Das Thema Zölle wird im Oval Office nur touchiert. Der deutsche Bundeskanzler verlässt Washington im guten Einverständnis mit Donald Trump. Die Konfliktthemen bleiben.
In Kiew stehen nach massiven russischen Luftangriffen laut ukrainischer Armee einige Wohnhäuser in Brand. Das Feuer soll durch die Einschläge russischer Drohnen ausgelöst worden sein. Ziel waren auch andere größere Städte und Regionen im äußersten Westen des Landes. In allen Regionen der Ukraine wurde Luftalarm ausgelöst. Fluggäste sollen nach dem Willen der EU-Staaten künftig erst nach 4 bis 6 Stunden Verspätung entschädigt werden. Die 4-Stunden-Regel soll dem Willen der Verkehrsminister zufolge für Distanzen bis 3.500 Kilometer gelten. Für längere Flugreisen ist eine Frist von 6 Stunden vorgesehen. Verbraucherschützer kritisieren die Anhebung. Das Europaparlament kann auch Änderungen an den neuen Regelungen vornehmen. Die Europäische Zentralbank EZB setzt ihre Serie von Zinssenkungen wie erwartet fort. Die Währungshüter haben den für den Finanzmarkt maßgeblichen Leitzins um 0,25 Prozentpunkt auf 2% herabgesetzt. Das Wetter heute oft sonnig im Bergland, jedoch im Tagesverlauf ein paar Schauer und Gewitter mit Höchstwerten von 23 bis 31 Grad.
Here's one for your morning commute.
Good morning.
Hey, how's your morning?
Your morning music.
Your morning cup.
Your morning paper, man.
Your morning show. At Radio FM4.
It hurts.
Shout.
Yeah, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and you might be wondering why we played that song from Nirvana, which starts like this. Well, at this time of the day, all this week, we've been playing A New Day, Old Sample.
Von In Utero Album, Very Ape von Nirvana, ist ein Jahr später aufgetaucht. By The Prodigy.
Yeah.
Prodigy used a Nirvana riff.
They did, right at the beginning. The one you're hearing now is the one we've taken from the Nirvana song. And this is how it sounds when The Prodigy did the song. Doesn't wake you up, nothing will. Does that make you feel good all over?
For sure.
Yeah. Great stuff. The Prodigy with Voodoo People. All right, coming up to 7:15 on this Friday morning. Let's have this one. Some sex, drugs, and existential dreams.
There's nothing to look forward to. My outfit is lame. I could chill with Steve, but he's boring too. I'm selfish, okay. I mean, what the hell am I supposed to do? The world is on fire. Let's order Taco Bell. Well, come on inside, and we can watch the news and be naked. Maybe that might be fun. We're all gonna die, so if you got something to say, then just say it. Sex, drugs, and existential dread. I'm talking sex, drugs, and existential dread. Every night, from the comfort of your bed. Sex, drugs, an existential drug. There's people everywhere you go. There's people in the bars. There's people on the motorways driving little people cars. There's people walking animals. There's people doing sports. There's people kissing other people. What the hell is that for? Ew. Come on inside. And when all hope is lost, remember what I said. Sex, drugs, an existential dread. Dread. I'm talking sex, drugs, and existential dread. You can do it every night from the comfort of your bed. Sex, drugs, existential dread.
FM4 Morning Show.
Du kommst immer zurück.
Boomer Boomerang from Blümchen and Ellie Price together at 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Now, what do you think about the Opera House in Vienna, Lena?
Never been inside, but
really?
Nice, I guess. Ja, schönes Gebäude an der Wiener Ringstraße und es wird auch gerne von Touristinnen fotografiert. Why?
Well, I have been once or twice, I must say, but when it was built all those years ago, everybody hated it. Can you imagine that? Mm. With terrible consequences. How do I know this? Well, here's the man who'll explain everything to us right now, Mr. Roli Grazer.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Die ganze österreichische Geschichte auf FM4.
Folge 68, die Architekten der Staatsoper. 25. Mai 1869. Die neu gebaute Wiener Staatsoper eröffnet mit Don Giovanni von Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Das Publikum ist begeistert, aber nicht vom neuen Gebäude, wenn Architekturkritik zu einer Tragödie führt. Ein paar Jahre vorher beschließt Kaiser Franz Josef, die Mauer rund um die Wiener Innenstadt abzureißen. Gegen äußere Feinde war so eine Mauer sinnlos geworden. An der Stelle soll die Ringstraße entstehen. Auf der neuen Prachtstraße braucht es auch ein Prachtgebäude. Den Architekturwettbewerb für das neue Opernhaus gewinnen die beiden Uniprofessoren und ewigen Work-and-Life-Buddies August Sickert von Sickertsburg und Eduard van der Nühl. Sie sind ein perfektes Team. Sickertsburg plant das praktisch-technische, van der Nühl das ästhetisch-dekorative. Doch schon während der Bauzeit kommt Kritik auf. Wegen fehlender Kommunikation zwischen Opernbaustelle und Ringstraßenbaustelle wird die Ringstraße um einen Meter erhöht. Die Oper wirkt deshalb leicht eingesunken und bekommt in der Presse böse Spitznamen. Versunkene Kiste, Sarkophag und als Anlehnung an die große militärische Niederlage gegen die Preußen ein paar Jahre zuvor das Königgrätz der Baukunst. Eine Zeit schreibt:
Das Haus liegt so schwer und in der Erde sinkend auf seinem Platze wie ein in der Verdauung liegender Elefant.
Auch der gemischte Stil stößt sauer auf, wie ein Reim von damals beweist.
Sickertsburg und van der Nühl, die haben keinen rechten Stil. Ob Gotik oder Renaissance, das ist den Herren alles ans.
Der ohnehin schon depressive und schwer kranke van der Nühl ist so geschockt von der Kritik, dass er Suizid begeht. Sein Lebensfreund Sickertsburg stirbt 2 Monate später. Auch Kaiser Franz Josef zählte zu den Kritikern. Er soll vom Suizid so schockiert gewesen sein, dass er von nun an zu allen künstlerischen Dingen nur mehr folgendes Urteil abgegeben hat.
Es war sehr schön und hat mich sehr gefreut.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Österreichs Geschichte. Erzählt von Roland Kratzer. FM4 Morning Show.
Thank you, Roli. Very, very interesting there.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, mamas. Mamas, mamas. Baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Don't like me. She be doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's full grown. Feel this way forever. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. Miss Jackson,
10 times out of 9. Now if I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline.
king meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Look at the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. Skillin' those ass homegirls and got your ass in up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left to straddling right this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more, cause my dick all in, I'm out. I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, can be cheating, beating, and the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones, you can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. Miss Jackson,
ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Servus, wir sind's, Cam und Crooked, und wir haben's schon immer gewusst.
Das Land ist einfach voller guter Electronic Artists.
Die Red Bull Symphonic Masterclass.
Mit Cam und Crooked und Christian Kolonowitz. Yeah.
Lauter nice Electronic Classic Crossover Hits sind dabei entstanden.
Und die hört's exklusiv
bei der FM4 House Party.
Mit allen Tracks der Masterclass.
Am 13. Juni um 21 Uhr in Laboon Deluxe.
Hey, das wird die Uraufführung.
Die FM4 House Party. Presented by Red Bull Symphonic Masterclass. FM4.
I'm freaking, 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 freaking
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalcum Man Deodorants. Für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
Exactly 7 o'clock in the headlines this morning. 4 people have been killed in an overnight Russian attack on Kiev. And Trump and Musk fallout explodes with threats of cutting contracts. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 News.
Russia mounted an intense and sustained attack on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv overnight. Several large explosions were heard across the city. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, has said 4 people were killed and several others injured during the attack, which triggered fires in residential buildings in different parts of the city. The attack followed a warning from the Russian President Vladimir Putin that the Kremlin would hit back after Ukrainian drones destroyed several strategic bomber aircraft in attacks over the weekend deep inside Russia. The US President Donald Trump and Elon Musk have engaged in a very public feud just days after Musk left his job as the president's advisor. The row started when Musk criticized Trump's tax and spending bill, which is making its way through Congress, after Trump threatened to cut government contracts given to Musk's SpaceX rocket company and his Starlink internet satellite services. Musk threatened to decommission a capsule used to take astronauts and supplies to the International Space Station for NASA. NPR's Bobby Allen has more.
Musk's business empire is backed by billions of dollars in government contracts, tax breaks, and other support. Much of the federal money flowing to Musk's companies supports SpaceX through Department of Defense contracts. In response, Musk wrote that SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft, which delivers U.S. astronauts to the International Space Station and brings them home. Musk's tensions with Trump escalated when the president said Musk disliked Trump's signature tax and spending bill because it ended electric vehicle tax credits. Musk replied that it is unfair EV solar incentives would be slashed with no cuts to oil and gas subsidies.
The German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says he's ready to strengthen cooperation with the United States on trade and other issues following what he described as a really good meeting with President Trump in Washington. John Cummins has the details.
Merz told reporters that he was extremely satisfied with his meeting with Trump, saying he believed the US president was someone he could speak with well on a personal level. The two leaders reportedly discussed trade issues, defense spending, and the war in Ukraine, as well as the future of US troops stationed in Germany. The talks took place amid a backdrop of tensions over tariffs and fears about US commitments to NATO and demands that Europe pay more for its defense. Merz said Germany wanted a mutual solution on trade and would play a greater leadership role. He also told CNN that Trump didn't mention Germany's AfD, despite earlier criticism over efforts to exclude the far-right party. John Cummins, FM4 News.
And the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that Israel is arming clans in Gaza that he says are opposed to Hamas. His comments came after Israeli media reports quoted defense sources as saying Netanyahu had authorized giving weapons to one particular group in the south of Gaza. Several Israeli politicians have accused Netanyahu of endangering Israeli security. Now a look at today's weather, mostly sunny conditions across the country with temperatures ranging from 23 to 31 degrees.
Yeah, there's no fighting here on the morning show.
No, unlike some people in the news, we are definitely the best of friends.
This is the morning show with Stuart and Lena.
Listen at Radio FM Fear.
Caught on fire.
Yes, that's Hayley, isn't it, Hayley? I think. Hayley Williams. Yeah, Paramore, is it?
Yeah, it's Paramore.
I thought it was, yeah. With a track called Misery Business. You like that one, don't you?
Yeah.
See, I'm treating you very gently this morning.
Too kind.
Yeah. 7:07 right now.
I tied a rope around my waist. I tend to get lost in your eyes. I took a breath, jumped off the cliff because you told me to. Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love?
See?